This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. Interactive with the show. And I do want you interactive with the show. I want you being part of the show. I want you to be part of the solution. Okay? And there's a dozen. I make it so easy for you. You actually have to work. As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'm out in left field, but you actually have to work to get out of the way of the show. Okay? I mean, it's really, for me, it's that simple. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Again, as I say, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Now, you can head up to the website. There's a live chat room going on up there. There's smarter people than I in that chat room. You can also watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. I don't know what the poll is, but you can take the poll and get up there. And the thing you could do that's the best, the thing I love the most that you could do, is you could buy my book up there. That's what you really need to be doing. You need to be buying my book up there. It's the Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, it's filled with the distractions that we went through over the last few years. We were so pegged on Obama, so pegged on what he was doing in the White House, that we didn't take time. I mean, come on, honestly. We didn't honestly take time to look at all the other little things going on around us. You really have to pay attention to what they're doing to you when you're not paying attention. In education, with your kids. You know, one of the things I talk about on a regular basis around here. And please don't send me an email unless you actually did this. Unless this was actually, you know, the way you are. Then you can send me an email, I'll argue with you all day long. But conservatives, some conservatives tend to be lazy. And when I say that, what I mean to you is there's a couple areas that make me crazy. We have Facebook conservatives, right? There's guys that can, you know, they can pound out 600 words a minute, and they hop up on Facebook, and they're trolling sites, and they're having fights all over the place. That doesn't help me. It doesn't help a lot of us. I mean, it's good to keep an eye on, but it doesn't really help. All right, and yeah, don't let them get away with lies. You know, don't let posts go up that, and there's a lot more of them out there now than there ever has been. I'm loving these ones that are coming up about what a great job Obama has done, which almost made me puke in and of itself. But that can't be the only place you're doing things, right? And we've got all kinds of conservatives. I don't know some. I know some of you subscribe to some of the people that I work with. Like I said, you've got the Alan West of the world. You have the Dr. Gina Loudon, Evan Sayet, Brad Stein, Rick Green. You know, I can go on and on and on and on and on about all the great people out there, the great conservatives that are doing work out there. Head over to libertyalliance.com after the show, and you'll see a list of all these people that are pumping away every day to get you real. Not fake news, real news. All right? And stay on it. But I love to go back to, there's been events that I've scheduled with Dr. Gina. I've scheduled them with Evan Sayet. Right? We've done these events where you sign up, thousands of you sign up to show up, and only a couple of hundred show up. And then when I come back and I complain about it, you say, well, we had to work. Well, then don't sign up for it. Don't commit to doing something you're not going to do. Remember, we do this 5 days a week. Some of us are on 3 hours a day. It takes a while to prep. And sponsors aren't as easy to get as you think they are. So a lot of us, we depend on people like you to buy our books, to buy the little things that we sell in our bookstores online, or our I call them trinket stores for lack of a better term. Right? But you need to get engaged and get involved in these things. Again, it's how we survive. When you see that there's an event close to you that's run by a conservative group, whether they're charging or not charging or whatever, go to it. Support the person showing up there. Show us that you care as much as we do. Show us that you're willing to fight or help us fight. And sometimes it's nothing more than you showing up at an event and saying, we're here with you. We're here for you. It really is that simple. Anyway, always, like I said, a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, White is back in the news again. Oh, God, this story about the University of Wisconsin, right? They're offering classes on the problem of whiteness. No, but Wisconsin is a majority white state. Oh, that's true, too. Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah, it is. Producer Tammy says it's all white right now. It's covered in snow. But now they've got the University of Wisconsin in Madison, right? They've got a spring semester class examining the problems of whiteness and what it means to be white. Unreal. I mean, again, weren't we beat up? Weren't we told when racism was running rampant, when it was really bad? Back in the 60s and 70s, right? First of all, we were told not to see color. Everybody's the same. Now we're told we have to see color or we're being disingenuous. And then we were told you can't hate black people because they can't change the color of their skin. Hello? Right? Well, white people can't change the color of their skin unless they hang out at the beach all day. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Come on back. I got a lot. We're gonna have a smorgasbord of stupid stories tonight here on the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. God bless technology. I want you all to reach your hand out to the radio and pray for my stuff. Ah, the magic of radio. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, 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 I do appreciate the time. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other programs, but you've chosen this one. And that just tickles me. Anyway, again, like I said, always, I really do appreciate the time that you spend.
to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. There's a jungle call to get you back to the radio. All right? Pay attention to what you're doing here, because you're going to miss a lot if you don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. A couple ways. You know, there's a lot going on the website. First of all, the smarter people than I in the chat room up on the website. You can read some of the articles that are written. We have 9 writers, and some of them are so much better than I am. You'll get something out of what you hear them do. You can find the stations. You can find the times. All kind, including buying my book. You got to buy my book. Seriously. How do you think we stay on the air, right? I make 82 cents a book, and if I can sell about 3 or 4 million a month, we can stay on the air in your area. It's not like a telethon, don't I? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. If you like what you hear on the show, the book is that times 100. And I use I don't use any words bigger than the 6th grade level, so everybody is okay with it. One of my favorite guests to have on with me, I always have a good time with him when he's on the show, David Bego. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, he is the author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. I used to call him my SEIU slayer, but I'm trying not to get him in any trouble. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. And you know, I haven't had a chance to read all your book yet, but what I have read is very good, and you're spot on target with it. And so your listeners know, too, you are a thumping guy.
Yes, I can be very irritating. Oh, always a pleasure to have you. Now, listen, we talked about Trump all through the election. I just had a heated discussion with a friend of mine who was going through his choices for cabinet. He's telling me, you know, this guy's going to screw it up for us. He's going to this, he's going to that. And I said, look, I'm kind of afraid to say anything about Donald Trump, but not because I'm fear of retribution of any kind, but I'm saying, we talked about him before the primary, and a lot of us, and I actually found a clip of myself tonight saying, no, he's going to take the primary, and I don't know what I based it on, because it was a short clip, but yeah, everything he did during the primary, we kept saying, yeah, you can't do that and win, you can't do that and win, and he won. And then during the general, we're saying, well, you know, he's got to change the way he does things, it's not that presidential, he's not going to be able to do it that way, he's got to reach out to the general. Well, guess what? He won again. And now we're sitting around second-guessing his cabinet choices. You know, I got a little bit of common sense in my head. I'm kind of keeping my mouth shut. But I'll ask you, what do you think of his cabinet choices and the road he's going down?
Well, I think so far he's done pretty good. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, obviously, with any administration, each person's going to have their strengths and weaknesses, and there's a couple of concerns I have out there. But he's got people that have experienced what's going on in this country, business people. And I think I've told you before, we need business people in Washington to turn this country around, and because they understand what's going on out there and how the free market works and how capitalism works and what it's going to take to turn this country around, bring jobs back and elevate people and wages and all that kind of stuff. And so I think generally he's on the right track.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. If you read history and you go back to our presidents of old, you know, Roosevelt and such, they in the old days, Teddy Roosevelt, they surrounded themselves with people who understood business, who understood commerce and that kind of thing. And then as the years went on, they started abandoning those people, and they were all political hacks. They all became friends, donors, that kind of thing, which I think is what really started to send this country in the wrong direction. You look at, I can't think of the fellow's name that he's tagged for Secretary of State. I'm having a moment. But everybody's concerned that he's going to do business for Exxon. No, he's going to leave Exxon. It's not like he owns Exxon, and all the deals he's going to make are going to be for Exxon. But he's had to deal with heads of, you know, prime ministers, president, heads of state for Exxon. I don't know why people are having such a hard time with this. He knows how to negotiate with these people. Am I right?
Yeah, you're talking about Rex Tillerson.
Tillerson, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the truth. These people, they've had to run a business, grow a business, and deal with different people and different walks of life and around the world. And they know how these people operate and, you know, how they're going to have to approach them and get things done and be able to negotiate in the favor of the United States. That's the type of people you need in there. Now, again, are they perfect? No. But, you know, at least they have the ability to get out and do these things. And the left, quite honestly, Joe, is going to attack them all the time because the far left, the progressive left, does not understand free market system and how to be successful in it. You know, well, it's true. And I saw that when I fought the SEIU. These people, the only way they know how to be successful at something is through lies, misinformation, being hypocritical, intimidation, you know, attacking the other side and, you know, degrading them, and that's what we're seeing, and it's going to get worse as we get closer to Inauguration Day.
Well, I call it the Oblamo Save Me Tour. What do you think of Mr. Obama? He's running around not just the globe, but specifically around the country, and already putting down some of Mr. Trump's...
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board. Don't take my word for it. You got to go get the Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Head over to Amazon.com. Plug it in, and there's some great reviews up there. They won't let me put a review on my own book. I don't know what that's all about. But anyhow, some great reviews up there. You want to check it out, and maybe something. It comes in the Kindle version. For those of you who like reading on an electronic device, I'm pretty old-fashioned. Even though I love computers or like computers, I still like to, you know, go through the pages and bend the spine and all that fun stuff. Anyway, David Bigo joins me. He's president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU. And no, he didn't want to keep a better workplace away from his employees. He wanted to make sure his employees had a better workplace, and that's why he fought them. David, thanks for joining me today.
Again, Joe, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we were talking about Obama's salvation tour. You know, he's trying to make sure that everybody understands that all the good is because of him and America. All the bad is because of Bush and now Trump. And, you know, we've seen record-breaking stocks over the last, 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks or what have you. Now, I'm not an economics expert. I'm not going to say that it's all because of Trump, but I would imagine part of that is the hope some of the businesses see in the economy actually turning around. You're a businessman. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. And, you know, the stock market has been up for years under Obama, and he's claiming that. And, I mean, it's been at its highest levels. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is on that is that people really were afraid to invest and try and make money anyplace else. And so we had a lot of people and businesses pouring money into the stock market.
You know, technology is wonderful, is it not? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I ask for your, they call it falling on a sword. They used to call it that anyway. I ask for your forgiveness. Little technical issues, but it's okay. Right? I mean, it shows you it's real. We're real. We're live. It's real life. I don't know what to tell you. We were talking about the University of Wisconsin offering the classes on the problem of whiteness. I've never found it to be a problem for me, but I understand that other people do. I get it. But it doesn't make it so every... You know, it's really funny how quickly we can't paint with a broad brush when it comes to Muslim extremists, right? We can't paint with a broad brush when it comes to black violence. But we can paint with, I mean, my God, with 12 rollers tied together when it comes to whiteness and how bad white people are. Now, the class is called Critical Whiteness Studies. It aims to understand, no, not how to do your, how to bleach your whites. No, it aims to understand how whiteness is socially constructed and experienced in order to help dismantle white supremacy. The description reads, in this case, we'll ask what an ethical white identity entails, what it means to be woke, I mean, what does that mean? Woke? And consider the, and it's one of those hashtags, we used to call them pound signs when I was a kid, but, and consider the journal Race Traitors motto, treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity. Wow. Can we get a button like that? A T-shirt? Treason? Oh, that's perfect. Treason to whiteness is a traitor. Wait a minute. Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity. Right, okay. The course will satisfy the university's ethnic studies requirement for graduation and will be taught by an associate professor whose course load includes a class on global hip-hop and social justice. The reading list for the Problem of Whiteness courses include Between the World and Me, the acclaimed memoir of Atlantic writer, Ta-Nehisi Coates. The University of Wisconsin has been criticized for its handling of racial issues in the past. Earlier this year, the school launched a controversial program called Our Wisconsin, consisting of freshman seminars to examine the appropriate interaction between ethnic groups. So come on, help me with this. Does anybody really, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I look at this stuff, and I'm trying to think to myself, how does this help? Where does this help? How does this help? I don't get it. I mean, telling white people, think about the class. You're in there, and you're telling white people how nasty they are, what they have to do to redeem themselves, right? And then you're telling black people how bad the white people sitting next to them are. That makes me feel good in the parking lot, leaving the class, sitting there across from a black person who's being told how nasty I am. Don't you think? I mean, where's the... Come on, people. Where is the upside? Like, I'd like to have somebody on the left tell me where the upside on that is. Because there isn't any. Not at all. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, we did a story a couple of days ago about Charlie Brown had to be taken off the... Charlie Brown poster. Remember the Charlie Brown Christmas, the movie, the show? Right? And there was a scene in there where Linus talks about the birth of Christ. He actually reads a scripture from the Bible. And, you hear terms, you hear scriptures every day, you just don't know it. And it's okay. You hear references to biblical information, it's okay. There's no teaching going on. It's simply information about another religion. I mean, the Bible is taught as literature at colleges and schools across the country. Because remember, if it's just a fairy tale, if it's no, what do they call that? Grimes fairy tales? Grimm's fairy tales? All right, there you go. So you got another Grimm's fairy tale book. If you don't believe in Christ, it's just another fairy tale book, right? What's wrong with that? The story of Noah is told over and over and over to kids. It's just a fairy tale. What's the big whoop? So a judge says that the Charlie Brown poster, Christmas poster, it can stay. So in Texas, the judge ruled Thursday that a Charlie Brown Christmas poster that quotes the Bible can go back up on the school employee's office door after a principal forced her to remove it. Let's see if that woman, that teacher still has her job in a year. So, a Bell County judge, Jack Jones, issued a restraining order against the Killeen Independent School District that prohibits officials at the Patterson Middle School from removing a poster on nurse aide Deborah Shannon's office door. Shannon wanted students to know that the true meaning of Christmas, so that she decorated her office door with a Charlie Brown Christmas theme. The decoration featuring Brown's buddy Linus, Linus Van Pelt. I didn't know he had a full name. Did you know that? She does? What? Lucy Liu? Lucy Looney. Hey, come on, guys. Tell me the truth. You ever date a girl like her in high school? Let's move on. So, the producer has a gun, and she's not afraid to use it. Where was I? All right, so the Christmas theme, the decoration featured Brown's buddy Linus Van Pelt reciting the Bible from the pivotal scene in the cherished holiday special alongside a scrawny Christmas tree. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The quote reads, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." My God, I never realized that cartoon terms were so offensive. I mean, it's in a cartoon, even. What are you going nuts over? You know what I'm saying? 2 days after the decoration went up, the school... 2 days after the decoration went up, school principal ordered Shannon to remove it. You'll find out what will happen after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. We've got a lot more to talk about.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the fog.
I don't know whether I should whisper we're coming back or what. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time you are spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting. Okay, so let's get to it. Really, I mean, you guys have sent me quite a few stories. I told you earlier it was going to be the smorgasbord night because I got so much going on. I finished up the Charlie Brown story, but I got so much other ones going, so many other ones going on too. You know, I keep telling you about the attack on Christmas. I've been doing it every year. We talk about how much these freedom from religion freaks and all these foundations that have been brought together to squelch Christmas. But come on, let's be honest about this. I love the holidays. I love everybody says, I love the holidays. Well, do you really? What do you love about it? I mean, give it some thought. What do you love about it? Right? If you love it so much, do you even know what, is it about giving the gifts? Is it about getting the gifts? Is it about, I don't know, having a really good reason to spend money, at least in your mind? And what is it you like about the holiday? Oh, the decorations, having the family around. I like having a family around, too, but, I mean, how about we get down to the reality of the situation, though? And you can say it's evolved over the years. Yeah, I know it's evolved. But Christmas is still Christmas. You can't have Christmas without having Jesus Christ. You can have Tremas. You can have Giftmas. I can be foolish like this all night long. Think about it. How do you abscond with somebody else's holiday? It has a reason and a center. It's named for a reason, right? I mean, okay, Hanukkah, Festivus, whatever goes down, there is a reason. It revolves around a specific reason. Christmas revolves around Christ. So for you to say you resent Christmas is asinine. Do you know what I mean? For you to say that we need to take Christ out of Christmas, or you got to take the nativity scene, all of that, the reason it's even called Christmas is because of Christ. And for you disingenuous people who say, happy holidays. It's all inclusive. It includes everybody. So I want you to do this with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Right? In February, on Valentine's Day, I want you to go up with a box of chocolates, hand it to your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, and say, happy holidays. Because we have Valentine's Day. We have President's Day. Right? I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff. We got, birthdays, presidential birthdays. Right? Martin Luther King Day. So, don't get bogged down. You want to be all-inclusive, right? You can include your significant other, as they like to say. We can include presidents. We can include MLK. Who's with me? Yeah, I didn't think so. Nobody, right? Because you'd get your head handed to you. I want to see the look on your honey's face when you go ahead and hand her the chocolates and say, happy holidays, honey. See, you're liars. You're being disingenuous about it. You say happy holidays because you're a coward. You don't want to offend anybody. I've got a lot of Jewish friends. Not one of them has said to me, I am offended when somebody says Merry Christmas to me. Because I understand. You ready for this? Because I know some of you low IQ listeners are not going to get this, but I want you to work with me here. They understand the spirit of the greeting. See, if I don't know your name, if I don't know what culture you're from, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas because that's the nature of the time of year for me. If I know you're Jewish, and I look at you and say, Merry Christmas, then I'm not being honest with you. That's not right. I should wish you a happy Hanukkah until such time as you say to me, you know what, Joe? It's okay. You know, you can wish me a Merry Christmas. It's cool. But most of my Jewish friends, I wish them a happy Hanukkah. They return the greeting with Merry Christmas, Joe, because they know what I believe. And if I don't know what you believe, I'm going to default to Christmas, because that's the guy I am. If you're insulted by that, then you probably need like to unfriend me, unknow me, unsomething me, whatever. And I think the rest of you should be the same way. I really do. You know, again, it's just being disingenuous about the day. So a couple nights ago, we did the, maybe a week ago, we did the Charlie Brown Christmas poster that was put up in a Texas school. The administration gone wild. Remember that show, Girls Gone Wild? Crazy, stupid show on cable? We need to do a whole thing with the administrators. We could do a whole series on Administrators Gone Wild. And, you know, just so worried about offending one child in a 500 child school. It's not how it works. That child's going to be offended someday. And because you keep taking away its ability to learn how to deal with being offended, to learn how to deal with things not always going your way, you are raising a human that's not going to be able to deal with life, period. So the administration made her tear it down. They went in front of a judge. And the judge said, no. They can put it back up. They should be able to put it back up. They have a right to be able to put it back up. Now, 2 days after the decorations went up, the school principal told her to take them down, created a big stir there. Now, she was told by the principal that Linus, the actual picture of Linus, could stay, but the Bible quote had to go, even though the Bible quote is verbatim what the movie says. Or I guess it's not a movie, it's a cartoon. So she said she wasn't going to leave just Linus. She took the whole thing down. Anyway, when it got out there, and an attorney firm took it over. They took it in front of a judge. Now, on a court Thursday, let me see, because I'm going to read what the judge said. Texas Values attorney Jonathan Sayens warned the school board on Tuesday to allow the Charlie Brown poster to go up, or we will be forced to take other action. But board members voted 6-1 to support the principal nonetheless. It is a very common practice for boards to support principals because they feel if they don't, they set a precedent. I am not a board member that believes that. I believe what you do has to be right every time, no matter what. You don't just support somebody for staff's sake. Sienz described the decision as an attack on religious liberty. The KISD school board has gone rogue and now in a very dangerous place, he said after the vote. In court on Thursday, Sienz told Judge Jones that Shannon decorated her door at the behest of KISD, the school district, which sent a notice to employees encouraging them to celebrate the holiday season. Well, what holiday is it? I don't think she was an outlier in putting something on her door, he said. When employees are given a manner to express themselves in that forum, they should. Jones agreed. Ruled the school officials cannot prevent Shannon from displaying the Charlie Brown poster, though he did require the nurse's aide to include the text, Mrs. Shannon's Christmas message. See, I've always said that. Okay? If you're, like, you know, some school districts, they open with prayer. And people get crazy because you pray in Jesus' name. Right? And when you say, and we ask this in Jesus' name, you're including people in the prayer that don't want to be included in the prayer. So I never do that. I always say, and Father, I ask, Joe. I ask in Jesus' name. I don't care who you ask it. That's your problem, not mine. I'm required in my faith to use the name of Jesus when I'm making requests to the Father. Not a hard thing. Simple English. This Christmas stuff, you know, I know some of you get bored with it quick, but you've allowed this to happen. You Facebook warriors, my conservative friends, my Christian friends, you've allowed this to happen. Why? Why do you let this take place? What other things? You know, earlier I went on a rant. I haven't got much time left now, but I went on a rant earlier about how conservatives are lazy, right? Look at what it finally took to get Target. To get Target, to get our Christian friends to stop shopping at Target. Right? Look what happened. Yeah, how do I get you to stop doing other things? How do we get you to stop Kellogg's? You know, there's a boycott currently going on against Kellogg's. There are alternate cereals to Kellogg's. I told you the story about how I used to trick my kids into eating Frosted Flakes. I you know, at a time of my life, I was a single dad. I couldn't afford to buy Frosted Flakes for four kids every morning. So we bought the generic brand. We put it in a bag, and I put it in the Frosted Flakes box. Because little kids don't know. Hello? They don't have a clue. Oh, there are so many things we can do for this, or to this, or with this. But you got to fight back. You got to push back. Seriously, please. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Look, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. If you're on Facebook, hey, get involved on Facebook. Get involved in the conversation. If you are on Facebook because of the Facebook rules, you know, we've got to reset at the top of every hour. Okay? So, go get some coffee. Go get something to snack on. Come on back. We will be back in a few minutes. We'll see you on the Real Side on GCN.